USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House Judiciary Committee says Attorney General Bill Barr will testify late next month. Democrats plan to grill Barr over the Justice Department's supposed intervention in the Roger Stone case. The longtime Trump ally was found guilty in November of witness tampering and lying to Congress. Federal prosecutors recommended a 7 to 9 year sentence for Stone, but the Justice Department intervened and called for a leaner sentence. Speaking at the White House on Wednesday, President Trump says he's learned one important lesson after being impeached.
That the Democrats are crooked, they've got a lot of crooked things going. That they're vicious, that they shouldn't have brought impeachment.
And another record on Wall Street at the closing bell. The Dow improved 275 points to finish at 29,551. The S&P gained 22, and the NASDAQ added 87. You're listening to USA Radio News.
February is Black History Month, and what better way to celebrate than through the sounds of music? Opening summer 2020 in Nashville, the National Museum of African American Music will feature more than 50 musical genres created and inspired by African Americans. Museum President and CEO H. Beecher Hicks III.
We are proud to be a first-of-its-kind museum dedicated to celebrating the role African Americans play in shaping the American soundtrack. When you step inside the museum, you'll be instantly immersed into what I like to call 56,000 square feet of funk. We have 7 galleries filled with more than 1,500 artifacts from some of your favorite artists, from gospel and hip-hop to country and classical. You'll be able to trace generations of untold black history within our walls. We are one nation under a groove, uniting all people through a shared history. And we are excited to welcome everyone to Nashville, America's Music City.
For more on the National Museum of African American Music, visit blackmusicmuseum.org.
The Democratic-led House Budget Committee is ripping President Trump's budget proposal. Kentucky Democrat John Yarmuth says only a few months after Democrats and Republicans came together on a bipartisan budget, President Trump's budget breaks many of his promises.
Less than a week after promising Medicare and Social Security would be safe from harsh budget cuts, the president went and proposed slashing $500 billion from Medicare, knowing it would hurt seniors and cut Social Security by at least $24 billion.
Meanwhile, Arkansas Republican and Budget Ranking Committee member Steve Womack criticizes the Democrats for not doing their own budget.
I applaud the president for actually doing a budget. Here in the House, the Budget Committee hasn't provided a budget.
According to a new Offers.com survey, Americans on average spend around $71 for their Valentine's Day gifts. Engaged couples spend the most at an average of $85 a gift. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A former actor is facing new charges after lying to police about an alleged hate crime. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
A Cook County, Illinois grand jury indicted actor Jussie Smollett on 6 counts of disorderly conduct for allegedly making false reports to police about an assault last year. The indictment comes after a 6-month investigation by Special Prosecutor Dan Webb. The former Empire cast member told police he was confronted a year ago by 2 masked attackers who poured a chemical substance on him and wrapped a rope around his neck. Doubts about his story led to the arrest of 2 men who said they were paid to perform a fake attack.
A poodle is on top of the dog show world. Siba, a standard poodle, was crowned the best in show on Tuesday at the 144th annual Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show. It's the 5th win ever by the standard poodle breed and the first since 1991. Gail Bisher with the Westminster Kennel Club explains why Siba is a top dog.
Well, when she goes around the ring, she has effortless gait, and it just shows her power and her beauty and her strength, and I think the judges couldn't deny her. And then when you get your hands on the dog, although there's this beautiful coat, once the judge really feels her body under that coat, he has a wonderful surprise that she really is a
muscular,
strong, athletic standard poodle.
Bisher speaking there on ABC's Good Morning America. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.